So Mark and I were talking the other day about how, like, all these crazy runway themes, be it on Drag Race, Dragula, or whatever. And I told Mark, I said, how long do you think it'll be until we get a salad dressing runway?
A salad dressing runway?
Yeah.
Like a theme of a salad dressing runway? I don't know.
People coming out as a rancher.
Green goddesses.
Somebody coming out as like Caesar with a knife in the back.
Oh, I like, that's a very campy theme. Yeah. Oh, I love that. What Italian?
My joke, when Mark said that, I said, people are just going to come out dressed as a stereotypical Italian holding a pizza.
Yeah. You want a pizza this salad?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Flapping and Fawning.
Bussy busting in Congress. Fawn.
You got fawning in my flapping. Flapjack.
How are you, Flapjack?
I'm better than the Senate twink, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think that Senate twink's doing pretty great.
Okay, I have to know. Do you fawn or do you flop the Senate twink?
I fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That I cannot believe that. Like, I remember being so shocked when that video popped up on my ex. Like,
right. I'm just on like, Twitter. Yeah. And before I saw the tweets about it, I saw the 9-second clip.
Oh. Were you like, what is this place? Did you know what it was?
Like, I could tell.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, also, you know, the real fucked up thing is apparently Senate Twink posted it on his Instagram friends only.
You cannot trust gay people. Stop posting shit like that on your close friends. Do you ever post nudes on your close friends?
No.
See,
I only used to do that on Snapchat.
Oh, okay. See, I'm an adult, so I don't have Snapchat.
I don't use Snapchat anymore. I think I still have the app, but I don't use it.
Have I flopped that before? I hate Snapchat.
I use Snapchat when I'm single.
Mm. Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, on Grindr, people will message me all the time and be like, you got a Snap? And I'm like, no, I'm an adult.
I don't want to talk to you on Snapchat. I'm sorry. Yeah. Snapchat's not fun for me.
Yeah. And also, just like, come out of the closet. Just send nudes via text like an adult.
Right.
It's fine.
Granted, also, I'd rather them talk on, like, on when I'm, like, dating. I'd rather that be on Snapchat than to be on, like, Facebook Messenger. Because then it'd be through my drag account. That doesn't feel right to me.
What, to send nudes via your drag account?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex in drag?
I played the fifth.
You plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Wow. So five people? You pleased the fifth?
No, not five different people. Just one person.
Five times.
Maybe.
Ah, I see. A repeat customer is always good to have. Well, that Senate twink, I don't know. I know we're not really covering news on this like,
yeah, but we could
series
not talk
that we're
about
doing.
It.
But yeah, I was like, we have to talk about this on the pod.
And the like scavenger hunt to find out who that top is.
Uh-huh. And they found him, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Is he German or
yeah,
Russian?
He's German because they said that it was like a big German sausage that he took. And also, I mean, you saw the size, right?
Oh my God.
Jeez. like I think that is the
literally
hidden story.
Bussy busted.
Bussy busted in the Senate House on the Senate floor. Like, who even gives a fuck about Lauren Boebert and Beetlejuice anymore?
I know.
When this bussy's busting out in the Senate floor.
I saw so many memes that were when Supreme rises, the old one falls. And it was the Senate twink and George Santos.
Oh, my God.
Which also, the George Santos Seaway interview, I don't know if you watched it.
I haven't yet, but I hear it's legendary.
Oh, my God. I could watch it for hours.
That should be a drag number. Someone has to do it.
I could watch it for hours.
Didn't he do something like where he did the Nicki monster verse?
Yes.
Slay.
Because Z-Way asks him about all these like civil rights icons.
Okay.
First was Marsha P. Johnson, and he's like, love her, very respectable, and she was like, and he said, next, And Z-Way was like, what?
I run this interview.
Z-Way said, very respectful how? And he said, on all the positions, on all the fronts, very respectful. And I was just like, what the fuck? He doesn't know who's...
And Marsha P. Johnson is.
Z-Way called him out on it. And he was like, yes, I do. Next person. And I think it was like James Baldwin was the next person. And he was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. And then Harvey Milk was the person after that. And he said, I don't know who that is.
He didn't know who Harvey Milk was?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I can understand if you were like, if you don't have a reason to like study queer history to not know who Marsha P. Johnson is. Okay. I could kind of understand that. But Harvey Milk, you don't like, you were literally in political office. You don't know who Harvey Milk is.
And then after Harvey Milk was Nicki Minaj. And he was like, I'm not going to spit verses. And then she started a Nicki verse and he finished it.
Of course he did. Wow. So George Santos finished this week, and apparently so did the German hog in the Senate twink's bottom. Oh, my God. Well,
I hope that Senate twink is out there somewhere making some good money, because, you know, he lost his job. He had to have lost his job from that.
Well, what do you do after that? You know, like, what can you do? Everyone knows your name.
Yeah, but not everybody. I think he's probably gay famous and like political famous, like, or infamous. But I guarantee most of the straights don't know who he is.
I mean, I feel like I saw that Fox News had covered it, you know, on some platform, whatever social media I'm on. But I feel like I saw it was like they were somehow saying that this is why you shouldn't vote for Biden.
I do wonder about that kind of stuff. The people that have like the crazy things that happen to them, like, this is not in the same realm. What I'm about to mention is much worse than Senate twink. But like people like Casey Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Like, what? How do they get a job after this?
Well, she probably like changed her name and dyed her hair and just moved somewhere far different, you know, and just has like a normal job.
But also, there are so many people out there that are so oblivious, and if they don't do well, if they do a background check or call your previous employer,
Casey Anthony was also found not guilty, right? So would that even show up on a background check?
I don't know.
She was found not guilty, right, on all counts? I don't know. This is,
I think so.
Y'all go to a real news source.
We're just shit talking.
We're just shooting the shit. And speaking of which, I mean, this was a gargantuan shit, kind of like the ones we saw this week on the Boulay Brothers Dracula. So, what did you think of this humongous episode?
It was a really interesting challenge. I liked the challenge.
I did too. It was actually, I think it was one of my favorite challenges that we've seen on Dragula. Maybe not my favorite like floor show, but I loved the concept of this.
Yeah.
It was really cool that they changed it up in the way that they did. And I have to ask, have you listened to the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
I listened this morning.
Cool. Good. Because I mean, I do think that there were a lot of things that were questionable in the final edit of the episode that were really cleared up thanks to that. So we'll be covering hopefully all of those things.
The final Thor.
Yeah, the final Thor of what in the hell is going on with our bet too. Okay, so let's get into it. Will you kick us off?
And we are starting off the episode with our fantasy fag rosters, where I still have Blackberry, Throb Zombie, and Orgotic, all who have a single win each.
And I have two at the top of this episode on my roster with Fantasia Royale Gaga with one win and Neohuru X with two wins. I also wanted to mention that in the title of this episode, there is a typo. Can you believe they couldn't afford spell check? What the heck?
Look.
Humongous is not spelled with two U's. It's spelled with two U's, but it's also spelled with two O's, not three U's.
Maybe it was supposed to be in honor of hummus to the fungus.
I wondered. Maybe. Maybe they're just rest in peace saying to our dear friend, can't remember. I wanted to call her Charlotte. I was like, I know her name Charlotte is not Tilbury. Charlotte.
I wonder if there's a drag queen named Charlotte Tilbury. Charlotte Tilharry.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Charlotte Tilbury's bougie, expensive makeup for straight women.
I feel like George Santos right now, like not knowing any of my makeup brands.
Like, I don't get Charlotte Tilbury shit. It all seems like the shit that I've seen, granted, I don't go looking into it, but the shit that I've seen is almost like some of that like lightweight makeup. So like nothing I'd be interested in. And it's also just very pricey. And I'm like, I can find good shit cheaper. Like
Anastasia Beverly Hills.
I don't even really use Anastasia except for my cream contour.
She's a highlight.
I use Shade Fawn.
Shade Fawn?
Yeah, for my contour.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Straight up, that's my contour shade from Anastasia.
Shade Fawn.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy. Well, before we get too far into the episode, we do have a few things that we want to cover. First of all, don't forget, you can write us a 5-star review and you will hear your own, very own words from our mouth holes
to your ear holes. Mm-hmm. I was jumping ahead here.
You can do that either on our Facebook page or on Apple Podcasts, and we'll be happy to read that for you. We don't have any new ones this week, so head on over there so we'll have one to read in our next episode. Also, for upcoming shows...
we have Miss Magic City Comedy Queen, and I just skipped one.
God, Vaughn, you just skipping halfway down the page. I spent hours slaving over Google Docs making this outline, and you're just going to not read it?
Look, it's just a couple days before Christmas, and I haven't had my energy drink for the pod today, so I'm just flying off the seat of my pants.
But they have two vapes here on the table.
Always.
Two vapes stand before me.
One of them is strawberry cereal donut milk.
Oh.
And the other one is peppermint.
To fix the breath that you get from the first one.
Well, this one's actually quite delicious, but I like the blueberry cereal donut milk better.
Interesting. There's, so it's like a dairy flavored vape.
Do you want to try it?
I don't. I'm a Christian. Thank you.
There's one that's like a cinnamon funnel cake that I really want to try.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cinnamon
funnel. I like the delicacy ones, but if I have the delicacy ones, I have to have a mint one. That is what I'm really hitting the most. But every once in a while, I want some fun.
I hope that for the new Willy Wonka movie that they have like a whole vape section.
I doubt they will.
You don't think? I think Timothée Chalamet would... be an amazing Wonka only if he had like the everlasting gob vape.
I don't think they will, because I think that'll be like just the same way as like advertising like cigarettes for kids. You know what I mean?
Well, they'll be fine.
I think like the government would be like, no, you can't do that.
The government. They can't even keep their twinks from stopping
the government will stop us from smoking what we want to smoke, but they won't stop the guns.
They will. Okay. Yeah. Well, you, okay, nice.
Anyway,
nice Christmas episode, gun violence. Everyone, don't forget, gun violence happens every single day in this country. All right, moving on.
Moving on. If you want to complain about the way that I am skipping ahead of everything, you can come see me and Flapjack the second Wednesday of every month at How I Are Brewing for Drag Bingo. And that is at 7:30. It's free to play every second Wednesday. The next one will be on Wednesday, January 10th. Come wish me a happy early 30th birthday.
And
twink death.
Yes, it is Fawn's twink death. And to celebrate, oh, can I say it? Can I say our special
theme?
Sure. We are officially, I'm saying it right now, we are having the first ever disco-themed drag bingo. So come on out. It's going to be a good
glitter,
time.
Bring your glitter, bring your sequins, bring your rhinestones.
Bring your finger guns.
Finger guns.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I like that.
Yeah, like a... I don't know how to talk about it visually. auditory.
Everybody's just like,
what are they doing?
Silence.
We're just finger gunning each other. Oh my gosh.
That sounds inappropriate.
It's like picking your bottoms.
I thought this was a family show.
Nope. We're not going to have one of those for a while, but we will have Miss Magic City Comedy Queen, the prelim for the National Miss Comedy Queen pageant, over at Birmingham Festival Theater on Sunday, January 14th. Registration for that has now filled, but tickets are still on sale. But I have to say, since we have announced our 8 contestants, tickets have been selling pretty fast, so make sure you head over. In fact, I think we only have a few more front row seats until they are all gone. So head on over to bftonline.org to get your tickets now.
You
want to
make sure
seating.
You get those seats that you want to get, because those, go ahead and buy your bulk group tickets right now. Otherwise, you might be sitting apart from your friend.
Or you might be standing outside in the parking lot. And with every single plug that we have a link in the description of this episode, as well as a link to my merch store where you can buy flapping and fawning merch, such as stickers and mugs. Now, let's get into this Dragula episode. How's it open, Vaughn?
We see images of corpses that have been mutilated. And
it was very terrifying.
I'm literally just reading the outline.
That's what it's there for.
Some of them have two heads and machines stuck into them. Then we see various parts of jars. It's very Frankenstein's monster. Mm-hmm. And some of it to me was a little like, I don't know, like American Horror Story season, what was it?
Was that Freak Show?
Maybe.
I think Freak Show, they had like a bunch of shit like that. Yeah. It was very, very that vibe. As we're seeing these things on the slab in the lab, we turn and a door opens and we see Swan and Drachmorta. And Drachmorta surprising us all, revealing that they can read. So they were reading the definition of a monster from the official Boulay Brothers encyclopedia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now available on Amazon. And they tell us that the monsters will be supersized this week.
Can I get a fry with that?
And a milkshake.
Did you ever, this is off topic, did you ever watch that movie called Supersize Me?
No.
Did your school make you watch it? Our school made us watch it.
I don't think so. I did see Big Mama's
House. Class. We had to watch Supersize Me in our health class.
Supersize Me?
And it was about this man that ate McDonald's every day for like a year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was wild. Anyway.
See, my health class. Okay. Actually, you want to know my health class experience?
Yeah.
So every single day, it was about abstinence.
Abstinence?
Abstinence. And it was a abstinence-only health course.
They helped you get a six-pack.
I wish. one day, they played this video for us that they just had up on the shelf. And, you know, of course, it was like a football coach who was teaching this course. And when he put the DVD on, it like the first thing talked about why you should wear a condom and how STDs can be transferred between for people having sex, whether you're a man and a woman, two men or two women. And the second that it said that, he stood up and went, well, that sounds like it's endorsing it. And he turned it off. That was like the most progressive health education that I got. And the rest of the semester.
They didn't teach us about STDs.
At all?
No, they didn't teach us about sex. In high school.
Wow.
We had a health class in like fifth and sixth grade. Like a sex ed class in fifth and sixth grade, and that was it.
Yeah.
But I also went to a private school.
Oh, I forget you did that. Yeah. Mine was a public school, so I think they may have had some sort of requirement, but it was a huge joke. Anyways, we go into the lab and we see Fantasia, Neo, Blackberry, and Throb walk in and they discuss whether they think Cynthia or Orgotic will be returning. And most of the competitors seem to think that they know who, most competitors seem to not know who was going to be exterminated. But did you think that there was any chance Orc wouldn't return?
No, we saw it last week.
Well, in addition to that though, like, I don't know, I was not worried for Orc at all.
It was obvious that Cynthia was, it was her time. It just felt correct that it was her time.
And all love to Cynthia. I mean, she made such an amazing impact this season, but clearly Orc should be.
And the Boulays have nothing but great things to say about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet we'll be seeing Cynthia again. Orgotic enters and gives the longest kiss of the season so far to Neo. And then there's just a bunch of trash talking going on that just kind of recaps the last week when they asked each other, when they were asked who should be eliminated. So it really just recapped all of that. So, you know, Throb saying that Fantasia didn't have enough darkness in her. Fantasia saying that Orgotic does everything the same. Blackberry saying she wants to take out Neo because she's in the front runner.
And then Orc being like, Blackberry needs to like step it up. And Blackberry was like, but I was in the top last week. And where were you? In the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that Senate twink. So then we head over to the video where we get our video message for the week. The Boulays appear and they are like, I'm living for
bloody.
The blood. Ah, yes.
Bloody.
Just to the max, this blood. And they are interrupted by a message from a news reporter who is played by Ian DeVogler.
From Creatures of the Night. He is also involved with the,
he's like one of the executive producers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the producers of Dragula.
And he said that giant monsters have been released on Earth. And then the competitors find out that they, this week, are going to be creating their very own drag kaiju. And that the Boulays are not looking for humanoids in this particular floor show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. What did you think of this when you first heard it?
I love a kaiju moment.
Same.
Like, honestly, a lot of the Asian cultures have some of the most interesting tropes for monsters in general.
Yeah.
And kaijus especially. Mm-hmm. Like,
so this is like the Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Creature.
Mothra. Honestly, even King Kong is technically a kaiju.
Yeah.
Like, any of these giant fucking creatures, I live.
At the end of the video message, they then say, this floor show decides who will make it into the top three of the season, and ultimately, who will progress to the season finale. But the math doesn't add up. I was very confused here, and I was like, wait, are we eliminating two people this week? But
that's
alas.
That's what it sounded like.
It really did. Yeah.
I think that's probably what the plan was.
Well, I'm confused here on a few fronts, so...
What you're going to say is, well, they saved JK and brought JK back. But then the problem would be they were still missing a contestant.
Well, yeah, so...
So they would have been planning this all along because that's it would make sense for them to have the two-on-two extermination challenges. We'll discuss that when we get there. I feel like we're jumping ahead too
well,
much.
Well, I don't think we're jumping ahead too much because...
I think it makes sense with what the extermination was.
Yes.
To eliminate two people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we'll talk
because
about that.
Because I think
when we
they should have like done a third round if it was only eliminating one.
Mm.
Personally.
Well, what I was thinking, what I wanted to share was that on the Boulay Brothers podcast, they basically mentioned that this was an editing mistake, right? And that we're not going to be eliminating someone else, that we have a top four. That's my understanding.
I don't know. They kept saying three the whole episode.
Of not Creatures of the Night, but of Dracula.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that was. To me, it sounded like they kind of changed their minds.
Yeah, I was just confused.
It sounded like they changed their minds.
If they, yeah.
Because it sounded like they were planning on three, but everybody did well. Like
that's fine. I just don't know why, like, did no... You know, when in Drag Race, for example, you know, I hate to compare it to a different show than this way, but, I mean, often if... You'll hear RuPaul's voice saying something, but you don't see her saying it. And that's probably because something changed in editing.
Yeah,
so,
but also
if they're
like
this over it, couldn't they have just been like top four?
But also at the same time, if they're planning, if the plan all along was to go down to three and it was a last minute decision to change it to a four.
Yeah, but you can fix that by just a simple dub and editing, you know?
Yeah, but like also if it's been talked about by contestants, if it's been talked about by them. And like, if the whole plan was to go down to three, wouldn't you want it shown that you're actually making room for a fourth?
I would, but we never get that. You know, we never get that moment of surprise. We're going to have a top four. Like, and maybe they'll do that in the last supper.
That's what I imagine will happen.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Cause I was very confused that they didn't clue the audience in and like a on this particular thing, but anyways, it sounds like it's going to be a top four, not a top three. We also find out that they are going to have a fright feat this week in the Rage Room. What do you think?
I want to go to a Rage Room.
We should. That'd be fun.
So bad. I thought this was really fun watching everybody smash shit. I want to smash shit.
You've never been to one before?
No,
me neither.
I have so much aggression built up.
Do you feel like
I would love to go break some shit?
Aggression.
I also just like breaking shit in general. One time we went to our friend's house and they like had this big old pit, like fire pit.
Okay.
Not like a pit, but like a fire pit.
Not like an armpit.
Oh my God.
You broke
and they were like
pit.
They had some. They were gonna burn some boxes and had a few pieces of wooden furniture that they were gonna burn. And so I got to take the sledgehammer to the wooden furniture and smack the shit out of it and break it down. And I had so much fun. And I also got to throw shit into the fire. I love destructing things. I love destruction.
Maybe you should bring that into your drag.
Literally.
You know, destroy shit on stage.
Literally what happened was I smashed one of the cabinets and then was like holding the sledgehammer over my head like I was a fucking caveman. And then
I caved them.
And then throwing this wood in the fire and then like still like acting like a fucking caveman.
Them. I love that. I've never really gotten a lot of joy out of breaking shit.
I love to break shit.
But you should totally like break shit on stage, you know? Be
just
destructive.
Finding a way to do it safely on stage.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I don't like it when it's something that's like, you can tell that someone spent a lot of time making it, you know? Like,
I also don't like it when it's something that is like potentially harmful to other people.
Yeah. It's hard
like
to
if
do
it's something that's like glass.
Oh yeah, don't be doing that.
Or if it's like pearls.
You make people slip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that's like a hazard to either other entertainers, yourself, or the audience, I'm not here for. And finding stuff that's fun to break that isn't that.
Maybe you just need one of those karate boards that already has the break down the middle, you know?
Oh, my God.
And then someone comes up and you just, like, hit it with your mustache.
And then I'll just walk that fucking back.
You should make, like, a living mustache number where, like, the mustache, like, continues off of your face, but your arms are, like, the end of the mustache. God. And then you, like, you're, like, the fighting mustache.
I've got a few different mustache looks in mind that I eventually want to make, but I have a lot of looks in my mind that I want to make and not enough money and not enough time. And not enough gigs. So if you want to see some of these extravagant gigs, book me. Extravagant looks, book me, and mm-hmm. I will make them.
Well, speaking of giant mustaches, with the challenge being this, first of all, it's the final one of the season before we get to our top. So I was kind of curious, what were you thinking that you would do for this challenge? I see it as like a branding challenge almost.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Because I mean, it's like this is the biggest thing visually, right? So
I didn't really look at it as a branding challenge.
Okay.
But also what I've realized kind of like going into a lot of my ideas for this season, a lot of my ideas were kind of like naturey and woodsy.
Yeah.
And I would have already done something deer related already, so I wouldn't do a deer related thing.
But woodland would totally.
But I thought about like a mantis.
Like a praying mantis?
Either a praying mantis or an orchid mantis. An orchid mantis would be so incredible because you could have that like beauty.
Yeah.
But also like savage.
That's the perfect like combo.
Yeah.
I
love an orchid mantis.
I love that
idea. I love an orchid mantis.
I don't really know what that is.
Hold on.
Show me an orchid mantis. And then you need to create this look. Oh my God. Because I was so excited about this drag kaiju challenge. I couldn't stop thinking about like what I would want to do. I was like, should I do this? Maybe we should make like a like our own little set and like we destroy it in our own costumes for it. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So I mean it's basically just a praying mantis that look it's like one of those
it looks
camouflaged.
Like a flower. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like
because
a,
it'll look
orchid.
Like a flower. But it's actually a mantis. So it like has nature camouflage. So
I love it. Well,
because you can go real vibrant with the pink on it.
Yeah, you could.
And then you just like have some blood or some toxic green slime.
Mm-hmm.
Slay.
I love the eyes like on it. Yeah. You know. So for my idea for drag kaiju, I was like, what if I was a radioactive, enlarged, sentient stack of pancakes? And it's
kind of live.
It's like Jabba the Hutt shaped, you know?
Yeah.
And I come out and I have this butter crown, you know, and
butter, but I barely know her.
Damn right. And I have these big eyelashes on the pancakes and my mouth, you know, and I have these little arms made of syrup. And
I think it would be kind of camp though if you didn't even have the eyelashes.
Oh, really?
And then like not camp. I think it would be like fierce if you didn't have like the eyes or anything. So it just looks like a blob, and you don't even know how it's moving around or seeing.
I mean, it's very Jabba the Hutt. Like I don't know how it would move because it'd probably be like Neo or Fantasia struggling to move like with the.
You
huge
might could make
extension.
It like doing, like a hoop skirt type frame.
Okay, a hoop skirt frame. I just think
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it would be really fun. I think it would be funny, but I also think it would work because like I was imagining like what if the things just got stuck to me and that's how I destroyed the city.
Because you just cover yourself in syrup.
In syrup, yeah. And then at the end to like destroy the monster, I don't know if that would be a thing, but what I would want the way I would want to be killed is for them to have a giant spatula and I get flipped over and then my little legs are just in the air. I think it's a winning idea, personally. Move over, Orc. So we get to see them make the looks for a little bit. And we learned a little bit more about each contestant. Blackberry talked about her history with puppeting in churches. I know that was something I got to see a lot growing up in church.
She got fisted a church?
Yeah, I mean, that's how she got the idea. Her hand was up her ass. And she said, you know what? We could make a lot of money off of this. And then Orc Goddick pulled Neo into the cauldron where they get to exchange gifts. And Orc Goddick gives Neo the mask they wore when they first kissed on camera. When I saw this, I could not stop laughing because it looked so stupid.
I know. I kind of live, though.
The deflated mask.
It's very sweet, but also so
gross.
Wild.
I don't want that.
I kind of live.
Yeah.
I want the necklace that Neo gave.
I know, the necklace was cute.
I want the necklace.
I was like, I'll take that one. I feel like if I was Neo, I would have been like, oh, thank you for this trash that you just gave me. But yeah. Also, wanted to mention, I'm curious to know if we'll get an update on in the Final Supper, or what, yeah, Last Supper.
Last Supper.
I keep struggling with what it's called. With the Last Supper, on their relationship. I mean, Shirley.
Sure. Don't call me Shirley.
I'll do it if I won't.
I'm just stealing all of your jokes today.
That's fine. You've had a tough month. Originality is hard. But yes, so I'm hoping that we get to find out how they're doing. And it'd be really fierce if they were still together, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I've really enjoyed watching them this season.
Like, it'll be an interesting Last Supper because everybody has been working together. And I believe a lot of the Last Suppers are like filmed after like the season has been airing.
Yeah.
I think so. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, if anything new gets brought up.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of people are getting along now, or if they're going to turn it on for TV or what.
We'll see. I imagine it'll be a little bit of all of it. Now, speaking of gifts, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Yes.
So you're like all done. You're all shopped out. You don't have to get anything else.
Yeah, I went real simple. I got Mark and my family things, and that's all I did this year.
And that's all you should have to do. Okay.
Why?
You didn't give me nothing? You didn't give me anything?
Flaptrack,
I sit across from you every single week.
I am
poor. You couldn't even make me something. You couldn't have taken your toenail clippings and like scattered them out in the shape of, I don't know, a smiley face. Like a macaroni art that you did in kindergarten.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's fine.
I'm gonna save my toenail clippings and my fingernail clippings, and I'm gonna make you macaroni art with
for
it.
For 2024, that's all I want. And I also got you a gift, but
you didn't have to give me anything.
Well, that's good because it's still in the mail. Don't ask me for a receipt.
I do have something that I've considered getting you for a while that I might go get.
You don't have to give me anything.
I have considered it for a while, though, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, slay.
I hope you'll enjoy it.
Is it a double-headed dildo?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
For both of them in your own hole.
Yeah, for that.
One in your hole, one in your mouth.
For me and one for in a friend.
No, both of them for you. You're going to like...
Oh.
One in each end.
Wow. My very own Eiffel Tower.
You just
right got
to be very flexible.
Yeah. Who needs to go to Paris when you can do it yourself? We then get our final floor show is about to begin, chaos of the season. And honestly, this was my favorite one. It was so fun. Blackberry got right in the camera and just like screamed.
Yeah.
It was so fierce. Fantasia also ran around a whole bunch.
I live.
Me too. And now, since the floor show is about to begin, we are about to take a break.
Hey, y'all. This is Twat Weiland from DIY Productions, a proud sponsor of Miss Magic City Comedy Queen. I'm here to tell you about our next big event as we get ready to ring in the new year. 2023 is almost over, and we're excited to invite you to the New Year's Eve Drag Night at the Nick. We've got not one, but two shows with a stunning lineup of performers. Make Drag Night at the Nick your last show of 2023 and your first show of 2024. In addition to the sickening performances, we'll have a photo booth, giveaways, drink specials, and a champagne toast to help you start your new year in style. Get your tickets now at tiny.cc/NYE_dragnight. That's tiny.cc/NYE_dragnight. NYE_dragnight. Space is limited, so act fast. It's never too early for your New Year's resolution, so make yours Drag Night at the Nick.
And we are back, and we are going to be discussing the Drag Kaiju Floor Show. What did you think of the Boulay brothers in this potato? What'd you call it? Aluminum foil, baked potato look.
Baked potato. I kind of live for these jackets.
I actually really liked it. They talked about it on their podcast.
It makes
not
sense. The more I was talking, Mark didn't understand it at first. And I was like, to me, this makes sense for like a drag kaiju look. Because they're like the ones that are like either the reporters or the people trying to stop the kaijus that are there. You know, they got their like rain jacket on or their radioactive jacket on.
I didn't even think of it in relation to the challenge. I just thought of it as like a look.
It made sense with the challenge. And so therefore I liked it even more.
I'll still have to pray on that, whether I think it fits with the challenge. But
because you always see the people in like the rain jackets when it's storming out, like in Pacific Rim. Did you watch Pacific Rim?
No, but I got a rim job on the Pacific once, and I think that's the same thing. I think that they needed the collars to stand, but otherwise, I love
sometimes
it.
They were standing, sometimes they were just flapping.
It's hard to make a collar stand like that. And I know. Listen, they should have hired me. They should have hired me because I cracked the code.
Well, at the time of them recording, you didn't know how to do it.
You're right. I didn't know what I was doing, but I have figured it out, and I can now make a collar stand quite erect and turgid. So, hit me up, Boulays. And is this a fawn or a flop for you?
And before we do that, for those of you who are new here every week, we have a very sophisticated system of whether we like, dislike a look. If we like a look, it is a
fawn.
If we don't like the look, it's a
flop.
If it is the best, most orgasmic Fantasia Royale Gaga thing we have ever seen, it is a
fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
And for you, this look was
a fawn.
Yeah, a fawn for me as well. Probably a fawn minus without the collar standing. But
I really like this guest judge's blonde Lydia Dietz moment.
Yeah, Harley Quinn Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks stunning. I could not believe what Kevin wore for this. I was a little insulted by the apple bottom jorts and the hat on backwards. But okay, pop off Kevin Smith. So Kevin Smith is a director, producer, actor, and comic book creator, which I think totally makes sense for judging a drag kaiju challenge.
Right.
And then opposite of Kevin, we have Harley Quinn Smith, who is the other guest judge. She is the daughter of Kevin Smith. She's also an actor and musician. So yeah, I thought they were interesting judges to have for sure. What did you think of the presentation of this floor show though, with the city?
Like first we got the city moment and then we got them modeling it.
Yeah.
I lived.
I did too. I loved this change of pace.
It makes sense for a kaiju challenge for them to destroy a city.
Yeah. I think that this is the kind of thing Dragula should do more of. I think that a lot of this season we've seen sort of the drag race format, right? Where people like walk down the runway. And I like that. But I love that they really found a way to put their own spin on it this time instead of just having that mashup moment that they always get. So I hope we get to see more of this in future seasons of the show. First up on the runway, slithering down, we had Neo Huru X.
We don't talk about Harry Potter.
Slithering down. Oh.
JK's canceled.
JK. JK is canceled. Exterminated. Wait. Actually, I have some tea. I've been meaning to say this. Did you know that JK doesn't wear lashes?
No.
Look at their Instagram. Not a single look. They never wear lashes.
Well, when you do the makeup right, you don't.
You don't have to. Yeah. I mean, it looks cool.
Some people try to not wear a lash and look a fool. But if you do it right, you do it tight.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily wrong to need a lash, but
I didn't say that it was wrong to do a lash.
I know, but when you say, like, when you do it right, you don't need a lash.
What I'm saying is, like, the people that, like, don't wear a lash.
And you don't notice.
Yeah. Yeah. Versus the ones that don't wear a lash, and it's all I notice.
Yeah.
or the bitches that don't wear eyeliner in drag.
Please welcome to the stage Anita Lash. I just thought that was interesting.
Do they never wear a lash?
Never.
Ever?
Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And I thought this was interesting. It was brought out to me by our dear friend Megan Brooker. She pointed out that Dawn, who is on season 16 of Drag Race.
I love Dawn.
Yeah, I really like her aesthetic and everything. She wears like 3 pairs of lashes on each eye. And so since her and JK are friends, it was just funny that JK wears no lashes and Dawn wears all of them. Okay, but anyways, on to Dragula. Neo Huru X, what did you think of this look?
This honestly may be one of my favorite Neo looks of this season.
Really? Nice.
I think it is perfectly edited.
I think wow, okay.
There is just enough detail without it being too much, which I think Neo has the tendency to do.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like it a lot, especially the tail with the spikes sticking out of it. Like, it looks really, really cool. If I could change anything, I thought that the gloves needed to have more bite. Like, when we saw her...
I didn't pay attention to the gloves, to be real.
Oh, well, to me, what it was that when we saw her modeling over the city, it was hard for me to get that, oh, wow, kaiju vibe from it, because it didn't really look like... I thought if she had more monster-looking hands, it would have made more of an impact destroying the city.
Fair.
That was my only gripe with it.
Only gripe with it is that she couldn't move in it.
Yeah.
And personally, and I know you, I listened to last week's episode today, so I know you feel the same way about, like, really you should be able to take care of yourself.
Yes, I agree. I hate that shit. Like, you should... I think asking for more than like a zip is too much.
And I feel like if you're going to ask for more than a zip, you need to plan that out in advance.
Uh-huh.
Because that's fine if you're going to need help, but you need to plan that out in advance. And when you're on a show, you shouldn't need that.
Or get it approved. You know,
But also, like, here's the thing. Not everybody is going to have that same grace. So it's like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like,
well, I mean, I think if like one person requested that, then... and they approved it, then they would have to approve it for everyone.
But I feel like if at that point, everybody should have that opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. I did not like that aspect of it. And what I really did, I don't know. I just keep going back to this. Again, we see in this episode them, especially Drac, like talking so strongly as if like that's the worst possible thing you could do.
I mean,
and then they turn around and they're like, this was iconic. Like,
yeah.
And I love Neo. I want to see her win, but I don't like that. Like, I want to see consistent judging.
It's one of those things, like, you've got to be able to do it yourself, because when you're on tour, there's not always going to be somebody there.
Uh-uh. I was surprised they had someone who could carry her out for filming this.
When you're, like, going to perform at bars, you don't want to be that girl from TV that needs everybody to do something mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah,
because people talk about that person and then you don't get booked.
Exactly.
You've got to be as self-sufficient as possible. And if you're not self-sufficient, it needs to come with plenty of notice.
Yes. And it's that whole thing of like unnecessary people being in the dressing room is a huge no-no. You know, we should be able to zip each other up or something. But if you're going to have that major costume piece, give your other entertainers that are sharing the space with you enough heads up.
Yeah.
So... yeah, didn't love that aspect, but she did a good job with the challenge. So, fawn or flop for you?
I think if we're just going on the look, it's a fawn. With like the performance of it and not being able to move, and also just like how limited she was and how she could perform because mm-hmm. of it, that in itself, the performance was a flop.
Mm, okay.
But like the look itself is... major fawn. Honestly, okay. The look itself is a fetch, but the performance was a flop. So to me, it is a fawn.
It's a fawn.
Overall.
Okay. It's going to be a fawn for me as well. So double fawns for Neo Huru X. Next up, we had Blackberry impersonating Venomoth, the Pokemon.
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that.
Really?
That's kind of iconic. The
first when she walked out, I was like, I don't know. What's a Venomoth attack? Venomoth use...
Stun Spore.
Yeah.
I like this look. However, I was a little disappointed when I heard that it was going to be a moth, because I'm just like, oh, so you're literally just doing...
like Mothra?
Yeah.
Mm.
I like the look. The makeup is fantastic. What I do have a problem with, more than I had a problem with Neo, was the performance. I think if she would have come out looking this delicate and would have gone absolutely mad looking this delicate, I would have bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But because she comes out just a little flutter, I didn't buy it. Not for a kaiju. I thought it was a great look, just not for this. Not with that modeling.
Yeah, I loved the look, similar to you. And I was okay with it being inspired by Mothra, because I feel like she made Mothra drag. And so to me, that was fine with me. And this is kind of where I come back into the whole thing about, I feel like this is a big branding challenge, because it's like,
yeah,
make the biggest part of you, because it's got to be your drag, but it's also got to be not human. So,
and this was a little humanoid.
It was a little humanoid, absolutely. But I mean, how else are you gonna do like a flying creature without some legs?
Yeah,
walking you around, you know. I don't know.
It's but, just like the accentuation of the human figure, though, with like the breasts and everything. You know what I mean? Like Neo didn't really accentuate the human figure in any way that like mega drew attention to it. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's not something that bothers me, because it is still a drag kaiju, and I feel like she's incorporating these drag elements into it. So it's a fawn for me overall, though. I think,
yeah,
I feel the same way you do.
It'll be a fawn.
Double fawns for Mothra. I mean Venomoth. I mean Blackberry. Well done. Next up, we have Throb Zombie. What'd you think of this one?
I really like this look. It's a little humanoid.
She's like Nido, or they're like Nido Queen.
Mark said when Throb came out, the first thing Mark said is, wow, Throb's really not going to beat the Bowser allegations.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of spikes on Throb.
I really liked this look, and I think Throb had the best performance.
Yeah, I agree. The tail in particular really sold it for me.
And
as
the
like
hump
a
in the building. And humping the building.
It's camp.
Throb was in my top two of the week.
Do you like the makeup?
Oh, I love the makeup.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean,
I just don't know how to feel about it, which is why I'm asking. Because
I don't know if I love the makeup for the fact that it's hard, because you have Neo and Blackberry that did not do humanoid makeup, where this to me is still a little humanoid makeup, but the makeup itself is.
Well,
great.
Honestly, I don't even think it's that humanoid. Sure,
I don't know.
The jaw is there, but the...
Maybe I'm nitpicking too much. I like this look.
I think the prosthetic takes it to a place that's not humanoid to me, but something
like
about it,
makeup.
I have a hard time looking at, because I want to look elsewhere.
I think that's the point. It's supposed to look uncomfortable.
Hmm. Okay. That's fair. But my favorite thing is the tail. If I have to give any critique, it would be, I feel like we keep seeing these airbrushed bodysuits on Throb, and oftentimes like the details don't carry to the legs. And
I think there's detail on the legs.
There is some, but it's not as detailed as other parts, if that makes sense. Especially like on the butt, like we saw like these swirls. I don't know. It just kind of took me out of it. I was like, that's a bodysuit I'm looking at, not as much of a monster creature thing.
Yeah.
So And we just kind of see that consistently with them. They frequently have these bodysuits where like the thighs and upper calves are just ignored. I don't love that. But so it's a fawn for me overall.
It's a fawn for me.
Love the tail though. Fabulous job with the tail. Then we have Fantasia Royale Gaga.
I had forgotten. She said she was being a centipede.
Oh, really?
And so I was like, what is she? Is she a lobster? Is she a squid? She just looks like a masked wrestler to me. She looks kind of like the, like, did you ever watch Mucha Lucha?
Yes. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Reminds me a little bit of the flea.
Yeah, it's that for sure. Yeah, there's definitely superhero elements of it. For me, that wasn't the big issue. It was the way the centipede walked around.
I just didn't like this at all.
Yeah, I think it's just as a concept, it needed to be reworked. Because if you're a centipede, your legs aren't up here like you're flying. You know, you would be walking around with your legs down. So I kind of wish that she had something like, I wish she had done the tail this week almost and had the centipede like continuing behind her. And then it made more sense for her to be like lifted up as if only the front end is standing up on the centipede. I've thought about this a lot because it's like, I like this idea a lot. And I loved the way the arms moved, especially in the one where she grabbed the buildings. Like it, that was really fierce. But the color scheme,
I didn't
understand
the suction cups on the arms. I didn't know.
Wait, there's suction cups on the arms?
Like the little round circles that remind me of suction cups. You know what I mean?
That's supposed to be?
That's what it reminds me of, which is what made me go like squid octopus with it.
Huh.
And then like, I don't understand the like flame-esque pattern that is on it. I just don't understand anything about this. The mask didn't even fit properly because it was bowed up on the nose. It's a mega flop for me this week.
Mega flop? This is a kaiju flop. I think it's also going to be a flop for me. Sorry, Fantasia. One thing I did want to mention, though, is that in the promo pics, on the episode, you couldn't really see that she had done a lot to her with her makeup. And I appreciate how she like completely made her body red for this. I thought that was a cool detail. So if I could give her props anywhere, it would be that. And last but not least, we have Orc Gothic. What'd you think?
Orc comes out looking extremely monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things for me. It's very like, it's very orc, but also a different side of orc that we haven't seen. It's a different silhouette. And there's a little more attention to detail than we've seen from orc in the past.
Agreed.
And so like the different silhouette, the different way it was modeled, I was very impressed with this personally.
I was too, because those are the same boots that they have been wearing pretty much all season, right? But they're just now on their legs, wrapped up in saran wrap and
on the arms.
It's what they've been wearing on their legs, now on their arms, wrapped in saran wrap and like latex blood and stuff. Am I understanding that right?
I think so.
That's what I really appreciated about it, because it was like, it made me think, how much of orc have we truly just been seeing them make there? Because that's what they could bring with them.
And this is honestly the least humanoid look of all of them tonight.
Uh-huh. And I love it. I thought the tongue looked a little stupid, but overall I liked it.
You kind of live for the tongue.
What is the thing in the... I don't like tongues in drag. Put your tongue in your mouth. Don't get a prosthetic. Like when Neo did it in the alien thing, I was like, spit that. Take that thing off your face. You know, like I hate it. What is the thing in their head?
I don't know, but I live for it.
Well, what is it though? Like, is it just like a...
It's just like a tube.
A tube? I didn't understand that piece. It's like, are we supposed to believe this creature was like grown in a lab maybe and that's left over from it?
The shape of it, something about the shape of this reminds me a little bit of Alien.
Oh, like the Xenomorphs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I see that. Well, flop, fawn, or fetch for you.
I think this might be a fetch.
A fetch?
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
God, I don't know. It's not a flop. It's certainly not a flop.
I will say, like, looking at the stills of it, I enjoy looking at the stills of it more than I enjoyed watching it on stage.
That's kind of where I'm getting critiqued, or I'm getting caught up, because the critiques I had for it based on the screenshots I took when I first made this outline and, like, watching the episode once, I could still see a lot of the saran wrap, like, while they were on stage, and I didn't love that, but looking at these images, I mean, there really is so much detail here. I mean, it's very impressive, this... like the way that they have the meat showing on the body, like especially on like the rib and chest area. You know what? I think I'm a match you. It's a fetch as well.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Well done, Orgotic.
I initially thought it was going to be Throb that was going to win because of just like throbbing good. But then, and so I was a little shocked when they said Orc, but the more I thought about it, I was like, no, I like the idea of Orc winning more than I like the idea of Throb winning.
I want to say something controversial yet brave. I feel like we've seen, they keep saying that Orc Gothic is doing the same thing, right? And I have my qualms with Orc. I've made those clear. But I kind of feel like we're seeing Throb do a lot of the same thing, you know? Like, I feel like they perform very similarly each week. And this one, it just felt like another Throb performance to me.
Yeah, but also at the same time, we have these two different camps. You have the Orc Gothic side of thing that kind of gets critiqued for doing the same thing over and over. But then you have the Blackberry side of, which, like, the Orc side is very branded.
Yeah.
Claimed that they're doing the same thing over and over, but it's very clearly branded. And then you have the other side of thing, of the thing where you have Blackberry, who nails the challenge theme. It's clear what the challenge theme is, usually, but, and is extremely versatile. But there's the argument of, like, where's the brand? And I don't think either of them are wrong.
Yeah. No, I in the whole thing with the which of the top five should go next, I agreed with every single one of them, you know? So, to your point, yes, I agree. Like, I feel like Throb could work on diversifying themselves more, and I think Blackberry could work on refining, like, what their brand is a bit.
And it was like, watching this episode, I was like, okay, it's definitely Fantasia's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way they were, like, top three, I was like, I don't know who the second's going to be.
Who would be next? Yeah. I think if there would be someone to go and it would be a top three, I think it would be between Throb and Blackberry at this point.
I think it would have been between...
Just because Orc and Neo have the most wins?
But also if you factored into the extermination, it would have been between Neo and Blackberry.
Then probably Blackberry, I think.
I thought Neo and Fantasia were going home based on the extermination at first.
Me too. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back to discuss the judging, cauldron, and extermination.
Slay.
And we are back for the judging. And before the placements were announced, we see each of the contestants walk back on stage, first being Blackberry and Fantasia, and then Throb walks out carrying Neo's tail to help her get out on stage. And I just thought it was so funny once all five were finally out on stage, how, like, Neo and Orc are just on the floor. Yeah. Those poor things. That had to suck, having to stand there listening to critiques the whole time in that position. Okay, we find out from the judging that Orc Gothic is our winner and has a guaranteed spot in the top four, and that the bottom four are all up for extermination, that being Neo Hero X, Blackberry Throb, and Fantasia. And we find out that the extermination is going to be a physical battle. So they have pugel sticks, and they're on...
What you call me?
Is that the right word? Pugel? It's not pugil. Pugel sticks?
I don't know.
Okay. It was one of those. And they're on...
That word for the first time today.
Oh, was it from my mouth?
No.
Oh.
It was from the Boulay Brothers podcast.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you learn things when you listen to stuff. So yes, it's a physical battle with pugil sticks on inflatable platforms. And after the judging, they head into the cauldron. And I don't know, did anything stick out to you there?
Just like the people saying, like, Throb didn't want to go up against Fantasia. Neo didn't want to go up against Blackberry. And I was like, okay, so we know what the pairings are going to be.
Exactly. I feel like we got this payoff that has been building up all season of it, really what seemed more like a one-sided competition between Blackberry and Neo, I thought. And then Throb versus Fantasia, they've been kind of, since episode one, going back and forth.
Yeah.
So I
would not have wanted to go up against Blackberry. I honestly probably wouldn't have wanted to go up against Fantasia either. They're both big bitches. And I'm tiny. I'm petite.
I was worried about Fantasia getting a boob popped. Honestly, I was like, don't hit her too hard, you know? Have you ever done something like this?
Maybe when I was, like, very small. I would love to do this.
I feel like I've done this for, like, youth camp.
I think I was like a child. I would love to do this.
Yeah. How would you rate your scare factor for this, though?
Zero.
A zero? A total zero?
A total zero. Okay. This is something that I would gladly do.
So it's not scary at
for
all.
For fun.
I think for me, this is like a two. There is an element to me that's like, oh, I don't want to hit someone or be in a fight like that, but
I like whatever. Destruction.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be your extermination to win then. And now, what? Going back to what you were saying earlier about you thought Neo was out based on the thing. I mean, this was all staged, right? It must have been.
But, like, here's the thing. They were doing it, and then BlackBerry, like, clearly has Neo the down.
Yeah.
The fuck down.
And then, like, 2 seconds later, we see Neo jump into the air.
And they're, like blowing what? The whistle and everything.
Yeah. So what?
I almost wonder if it was, like, if Neo had won, they would have eliminated BlackBerry. But since BlackBerry technically won, they're like, let's film some stuff with Neo winning so it can be a tie.
I
don't
know.
Neo definitely lost this extermination, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's life. But but I feel like it was what we saw was staged. I mean, because we saw a version where Neo won. We saw a version where BlackBerry won. We saw a version where Fantasia won.
We didn't see a version where Fantasia won, did we?
I thought we did.
Not where she like won one. She had the lead at one point, but I don't think having the lead and winning is the same.
Oh, okay. But we definitely saw Neo on top of BlackBerry, right?
Yeah, but that was after the whistle blow.
Oh, okay. I mean, who knows what order this happened in? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was the extermination for this one. Not very scary, but it was fun to watch. Very violent episode.
I live.
Yeah. And then we have our death of Fantasia Royale Gaga. We see her on the slab in the same chamber we saw at the beginning of the episode. And based on how they were saying we were going to have a top three, and in the beginning we had one that had two heads like sewn together. Mm-hmm. I thought we were about to see Fantasia and then pan over and it would reveal like the second person who got eliminated and they had been like sewn together or something.
That'd be camp.
That would be amazing. Like that would be like the best double elimination ever. But instead we got to see Fantasia in this chamber. Swan tells her over an intercom that she has 60 seconds to find a key to escape or else toxic gas will be released in the room and she'll be killed. Spoiler alert, she doesn't find the key and we see Swan pull the lever and Fantasia dies.
She
as gas is
acted
released.
Her pussy
she
out.
Did she was going for the Oscar. She's trying to get Dracula that Emmy.
She's trying to get an EGOT.
Uh-huh. Rip Fantasia. Are you sad to see her go?
Yes and no. Like, I didn't see her in the finale.
Mm.
I think this was her time. I think she showed a lot of great things. I love Fantasia. However, I think this is a more appropriate finale.
I would agree. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect to see her as a finalist, but I'm...
That's not what you said last week.
What did I say?
You said you thought Fantasia would be in the finale last week.
Well, it's changed now that I've seen her die. So that brings us to our top four. And with our fantasy fag roster, Fawn has...
I have BlackBerry, Throb, who both have one win each. And I also have Orgotic with two wins.
And I have a 25% chance of winning with Neohuru X with two wins. Who do you think is going to win it all?
I don't know.
I think Neo's going to win.
I'm afraid of that.
I really think she's going to win because I think that she has had, I think she makes the most sense as a winner out of this top four.
I think it will depend on the finale.
Oh, that's a good point. It probably will matter.
Because like if Orc can pull out some impressive shit, because I don't know what Orc's going to do for Glamour. I want to see what Orc's going to do for Glamour.
Same.
I want to know what BlackBerry's going to do for Filth and Horror.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what Throb's going to do for Glamour. I want to know what Neo's going to do for any of it.
The reason I don't think... I think it's between Neo and Orc, based on what we've seen.
I could
so
see
far.
BlackBerry winning over Throb, honestly.
I don't think Throb's got it.
I don't
because
think so.
Even though he's very well rounded,
he had a very strong start, but that was,
and his one win was for something that wasn't really his character. You know, it was for the
yeah, but he's been in a top
thing.
A lot. Though.
He has. He hasn't been able to best the other folks that are in this finale yet. So I would be surprised if Throb won. Happy, I think that he's very deserving. I think all of them are deserving of it. But I really think it's between Orc and Neo. I think Blackberry made her impact a little too late. Like, it was more than halfway through the season when she got her first win, her only win. And we keep getting this critique of we don't know who she is. And I think if Orc can show more variety in this finale, then I think that he could take it. So that's my thought on it. But I think Neo has shown the most variety, the most success, made the longest run of impact.
But also the Boulets don't like it when people can't do everything themselves.
True.
And that's their headliner that they are taking on tour.
Yeah. So that's but are they going to take, I guess they haven't said what they're doing with the tour this time around.
But I mean, like, also, like, that's their headliner that they're choosing to represent their brand, like, the one. And that may play a factor because they talked about it in season 4 with Hoso. And they talked about Saint's stage presence in season 4.
That's what keeps getting me with this thing, though. Because
they want a well-rounded monster. And I think, personally, the two most well-rounded monsters are Throb and Blackbeard.
Yeah, I would agree.
So it really is going to come down to the finale.
Who fucking knows? I don't know. But what we do know is that whoever has the winner on the roster wins our bet. And the loser has to do what we rated.
The pain of childbirth.
Is that what you... So my question is this. So I went through and I just compiled our rankings and I listed which ones were our top three. At some point, I can't remember if we talked about it on the pod or if that was just a conversation you and I had. We talked about potentially maybe polling listeners, and I can cut this out if we don't want to do it. But I wondered if you would want to make a poll in this week to let them choose which of those three. Because I do want to have a way to, like, kind of thank our listeners who have been sticking around with us for this whole fall, and like, so that y'all all feel like you are, you know, invested in this.
Sure, maybe
fate.
We can poll the listeners. I'll give them the control.
So the options are, we both, even though we had various ratings, both of our top threes were bungee jumping and drag, getting a raunchy American-inspired tattoo, and experiencing the pain of childbirth through a birthing simulator. So
I had the maggot one.
Oh, that was your top.
That one was over the bungee jumping for me.
But that was like my lowest one. Yeah. All that complicates things. Well, should I just make it a 4-way poll? And then.
Sure.
If you are having to do the thing, then that one will. If it wins, then it will be what you do, but it won't be what I do. It'll be like the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there will be four options, everyone. Either bungee jumping and drag, moving worms and maggots from a bucket to a measuring device using only our mouths, getting a raunchy American-inspired tattoo, or experiencing the pain of childbirth through a birthing simulator.
I feel like for transparency in the post with it, though, we need to put what our ratings for each one were.
Okay, I think that's fair. And I'll even say like fawn only for the maggot one. And then this will be listed in two places. I'm going to have it on Spotify. So if you go to Spotify, you can vote in a poll there, or you can go to our Facebook page.
And you don't have to have a Spotify membership, like a paid Spotify membership, in order to listen to the podcast on Spotify. So you can go on there and just create a free account and vote in the poll that way.
Yeah. And just play all of our episodes so that we can boost our listenership numbers. That'd be amazing. Do it while you're there. So yes, it'll be in Facebook and in Spotify. Cool. I think that's going to be fun. We're both like...
I still stand by the pain of childbirth being the worst one.
I think so too. Just the extended pain of that. Whew. Okay. Let's see. And at the very end of the episode, there was an announcement about a 2-week break due to the holidays for Dragula episodes.
Yeah.
So in that same vein, we also won't be releasing any new episodes. We'll release it at the same pace of Dragula. So we'll come back and do a review of the Last Supper, and then we'll do a review of the finale, and then we will be taking an extended break as well as we get our new year off to a good start.
And so if they're taking a 2-week break, I haven't done this math yet.
It's the first 2 weeks of January.
They'll be back on the 8th/9th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 15th/16th.
Yeah. So we'll do 2 episodes
in
January.
So the finale will be my birthday pod episode.
Slay. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Slay.
Okay.
That one, we're going to have to work about. This is me getting into podcast logistics. We'll talk about that after.
We will be doubled down with Comedy Queen going on, but I don't know. I think we can find a way to squeeze an hour in of making it work.
Yeah.
So, okay. That brings us to our flops and fawns of the week. And this is our last episode of 2023. So we got to make them good ones.
Yes.
Do you have a flop of the week in mind?
Somewhere.
Somewhere. I have a checklist.
Oh, duh. I have a flop of the week. I've been thinking about it all week.
Oh, slay. Okay.
Like, and it's, I even already have my next flop of the week because I had written one down.
People are pissing you off. Just write it down.
I had even written one down, but I don't even have to write. I didn't even have to write this one down because it has been such a huge part of my life this fucking week.
Okay. Here we go. This is Fawn's flop of the week. Your 60 seconds timer starts now.
My flop of the week are fucking car problems. This week, my fucking car broke down fucking again, and I'm tired of having to take my car to the fucking mechanic.
My leg!
Yes, my fucking leg, except it was my fucking engine, because my check engine light came on flashing, which is not a good sign. You're not supposed to drive your car while the check engine light is flashing, I was going up a hill on the interstate, and then when I wasn't going up the hill, it didn't flash, but my car was like, Jumping. And so I had to fucking take it, and I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with my car. They tell me how to get my spark plugs replaced, and that
let's get this roasted cooking.
Yeah, let's get this car fucking fixed, please. And I had to get the spark plugs replaced because I've got 150,000 miles on my car, and you're supposed to replace them every 100,000 miles. So I had to pay for that. It wasn't too expensive. And then they're like, oh, we're still having the problem. So I had to get a fucking coal pack replaced in my car. So it just added onto the cost even more. But overall, I'm just glad that it wasn't like outrageous. They were fairly cheap.
And that's why car problems are Fawn's flop of the week. Okay, after screaming at me for 60 seconds, you said, but I'm just glad it wasn't outrageous.
Because like straight up between like the coal packs, the one coal pack, the 4 spark plugs, and I went ahead and got an oil change because it was time for an oil change anyways. And they're like, do you want to go ahead and do it? And I was like, while we're here, do it.
Better
because
do
I asked them how much it was. And I was like, oh, that's just the same. That's the same amount that I would pay taking it to Express Oil Change. Hell yeah.
Yeah, knock it out.
And all of that combined was like $345, which is not cheap.
Mm-hmm. It's not cheap, but it's
in car world.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. When I heard that you were going through that, I was like, oh fuck, because
yeah,
it's already expensive to do Christmas on top of that, and
it's my third car problem this year.
Can you ditch this car, maybe get a
that was also one of
baby?
That almost was one of my flops of the week, was people telling me what to do with my car.
Oh,
because I had multiple people.
Okay, listen.
No, that's not
I'm
a read
trying
at
to
you.
Be nice.
No, that wasn't like a dig at you. I had multiple people like, you need to get a new car. Sounds like you need a new car. And I'm like, listen, baby, do you want to fucking pay for it? I don't pay this off until 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means this like bill will roll over onto my next car that I get.
Yeah.
And I can't afford that.
And that's I think there is a difference between, oh, well, is this an option for you? Versus like, you just need to throw it out. Because I feel like when people say shit like that, they're not really listening to you. They just want to like
literally
dismiss your problem.
It was the day that the problems were happening. I hadn't even gotten my car to the shop
yet.
That's
not helpful.
Like, I'm at work the day that my car had problems. Hadn't gotten it to the shop yet. And I said, no, this bitch that I work with.
Mom loves their job.
This is
they want to keep it.
The time. I said, no, please, no, not today.
Do I need to
this
cut out?
Not what I need to hear.
Do I need to cut out his name?
Sure. Just bleep it. Don't even cut it out. Just bleep
you
it.
You bitch. Like, whoa.
I said, this is not what I need to hear. Stop.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry that happened.
I was just like, I'm telling you why I'm not getting a new car. And all you're doing is berating me and badgering me more about it, which is just going to piss me off, stress me out more. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my car yet. It could be something major. It could be something minor.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the fuck up and let me deal
with
it.
Let me deal.
If anything, you should be telling me it's going to be okay. You shouldn't be telling me you're going to have to go get another extremely large loan.
Mm.
That pisses me off.
I've had it officially. Wow, Fawn, you really made up for that 1 week when you didn't have a flop. You filled up two flops the week in one. Wow, listeners, that was that was Fawn's Christmas gift to all of you.
You said it had to be a good one.
It did. I don't know if I can live up to it, honestly.
I hadn't gone off like that in a long time for
you
a
needed
flop
it.
Of the week.
You truly needed it.
Not my fucking timer not fucking working. Oh my God, this flop of the week energy is still here. Here we go. Thank you.
Oh, I don't even. Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so. And I'm trying to debate whether I should be like real right now or whether I should choose something stupid. I think I'm gonna be real. I don't know. Is that bad? It's Christmas. It's the end of the year.
If you want to be real, do the real one. And if you hate it when it's done, edit it out and
okay,
do the.
And we'll do it a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
My flop of the week is white gays. because...
Hi, gay.
Yeah. So there is a bar that I love to go to, but I didn't always used to love to go there. And that's because I felt very judged when I would go into this particular bar. Yeah. It was very that vibe. So recently I was at the same bar, which again, I should say, I still very much love. But
30 seconds.
There were these older white gays who
sucking dick and cock.
Not quite that. But they were just, they think that being mean is their personality, right? So
gay rights.
Yeah. It is their right to be mean.
15
but
seconds.
I don't want you to be mean to me. Like there's
kill
no reason.
The sniper.
Yeah. There is no reason to act like a mean girl. There is no reason to be like, where'd you get that outfit? And then clearly laugh at me while you're talking to me. So that's why mean white gays are my flop of the week. So yeah, the context of that is basically what I just said. Like I was just out trying to live my life.
Was this out of drag?
Out of drag, yes. Because I'm never treated like that in drag. But it's always been this way. And like, I'm very much experiencing, I'm kind of on the cusp of a crisis right now, to be honest. And I think that it always happens like this around this time of year for me.
Yeah.
Because I started drag.
You're also getting closer to 30. And I feel like a lot of me and my friends were having a lot of crises in the 28 to 29.
Crises.
Chrysler.
Merry Christmas.
Hippopotamuses like me too.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like these crises are baggage that I'm ready to just drop. Yeah. You know, it's like I've been carrying this shit for so long. It's like, why am I shouldn't have to feel self-conscious when I want to go out and just like have a drink and be at a drag show. I shouldn't have to feel invalid because this big part of me will never be accepted by my family. And
yeah. Oh, felt.
Yeah. And I guess that's like another part of it too. That's probably, it's just this kind of mix of things. It's like, I guess my real flop is that this is a hard time of year. And for queer people, it's a really hard time of year. And that we should be nice to each other at this time of year. And all the time, but especially right now. Because you really don't know what people are dealing with, like, under the surface. And so...
But also, some of us do lash out because of what we're dealing with. I'm not saying that's justified.
No,
I'm not saying it's justified by any means.
No, and I don't think you are. It was just that... I don't know. I didn't need to suddenly feel self-conscious on top of just some things I've been experiencing. I've been feeling recently.
I'm sorry that you had to do that.
Thank you. It's just frustrating because like you want to you feel like you start to see some light in the world, and like you feel like you're making a change, doing things. And
this is why I just don't go out anymore. Yeah.
But and I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, yeah. It's just
I also just don't have the energy to go out anymore. It's either the energy or the money. I'll have one of them, but not both. It's expensive to go out.
It is. And that's another thing. I need to stop buying drinks for people. That's become a bad habit. I'm like, I'll get you a drink.
Granted, now like that, it's like, now that I have just the weight of work, being off work for a week, I'm like, yeah, now I want to go out.
Well, there are a lot of fun shows happening coming up. So
I don't know that I'm going to be able to this weekend. There's two shows this Saturday that I would like to go to one of them, and I don't think I'm going to be able to go to either of them.
Oh no!
So
just holiday stuff.
Yeah,
I feel you. So actually, that's kind of the reason that I wanted to do the Oops All Kings show. It's not the reason, but one of the reasons I decided to do the Oops All Kings show. So when this episode is released, there should be a little time for you to hear this and go see it. Oops All Kings Monday Night Brewing, Saturday the 23rd. But basically, like the family that doesn't welcome all parts of me. It does their celebration like on Saturday. So I was like, I need to do something to like focus my attention. Cause I'm coming up on 4 years of doing drag, and I started the first time I was rejected by my family.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I'm just experiencing all of these emotions once again.
I started drag.
I'm developing stuff.
In 2015, 2016.
Ooh, you're coming up on 10 years.
Don't put that out there.
Old.
Don't put that out there.
All right.
Well,
this has been a nice long episode.
I'm getting fucking old.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm getting old. It's just like...
Just wait till you get gray hairs in your mustache.
We're not talking about gray hairs. I've been thinking about dyeing my hair because I've been getting more and more.
We should do it. You want to do it together?
What would we do?
I have no idea, but I want to do something crazy.
One of our friends... Well, two of our friends just bleached their hair.
Like we should yesterday. Do it. Let's bleach our hair. We should make it a flapping and fawning thing. I don't know. I've never dyed my hair. The closest thing I've done is gotten a perm. And I really want to do it because...
I haven't been blonde since eight reindeer.
Mm.
That was the last time I was 3 years blonde. Ago.
Well, I really want to do it because I feel like...
That was not 3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago.
It was 3 years ago, Vaughn.
No, I just that was did 2 years ago.
I just did my third. Well, okay. I guess
that was 2 years ago.
I
ma'am.
Guess technically.
Trying to make me feel even older. I am having a midlife crisis.
Midlife? Yeah. You got longer than 60 in you.
I don't know. With the way the world's going.
Right. Climate change. It's a hard life for a Vaughn out here. I did want to say though, the reason I kind of want to dye my hair, I want to do like crazy stuff. I want to get tattoos. I want to get piercings because I realized recently that like, I thought it was the drag that was holding a lot of my family back, but I've realized now that it's like something else, and I don't want to be living for them. I want to live for what I want to do. And so that's kind of why I want to do it. Exactly. Like, I'm going to get a face tattoo.
I want some,
your eyes got so wide. You said,
I want to get some piercings and some tattoos, but also right now, like tattoo money is hard to come by, but also the first tattoo that I'm going to get is the one that I need to get for the pod.
I'm going to go bully people in the street for money so I can get tattoo money. Yeah. Who cares what anybody thinks?
Yeah. I want to get the one for the pod. We need to get that, but we need to organize that and find out how much it'll be.
And we need to find out what's going to happen with the bet. Cause then if it's two tattoos, then we can just do it all at once.
And there's also a lot of piercings that I want, but.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode with Fawns of the Week. Have you got something nice to say or do I need to start?
My Fawn of the Week is that I have the entire week off between Christmas and New Year's. And that's all. That's all I need.
That's heavenly. Honestly, that's the best. I don't even have that. I wish I did. There's not much happening at my job, so it feels a little bit like that, but I'm very jealous of you getting to have that time off.
I've like worked my ass off this month.
Mm-hmm.
So I already feel so much better knowing that I'm off.
Yeah.
Like just knowing that I don't have to go into work already makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that. My fawn of the week is that I was in the Camp Wanakiki Holiday Camp Christmas special.
Yes. Yay. I meant to bring that up earlier, and I thought about it as I was, as we were like, I think it was while we were flopping or while we were talking about the shows this year, the Oopsaw Kings this weekend, something
like that.
Somewhere in that area, I thought about it. I was like, we didn't bring that up at all. And then that thought ran away again. Because that's what all my thoughts do, is they run away if they don't come out immediately.
You've been working too hard. It's fine. But it was, go watch it. I think it's a great thing to have on in the background while you decorate the house. There's a lot of moments where you can chuckle. And
Ruthie was great.
Ruthie was great.
You were great.
I think I did a good job.
You did a really good job. I didn't notice what you were holding until like the gag of what you were holding.
Yeah.
Like I just fully didn't even notice until then.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I.
You and Ruthie and Coco.
Yeah, Coco
were the highlights.
Muffy
Fish Basket was fucking hilarious.
I just love getting to see some of like the OG people just back on the screen again, like Muffy and Debbie Fox and
All the jokes about Debbie Fox not having a badge.
That was so funny. Camp. And then oh my god, why am I forgetting Dominique DeGrant? Having her, I loved getting to see her again as well. Just people we hadn't seen in a long time. Wait, what did you say?
Guess who I ran into?
What? Was this in the special?
No. Guess who I ran into? The picture.
Oh, yes. Dominique DeGrant. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, it's so funny to me that I guess I can say it now. She like completely spoiled the entire main cast of the Camp Wanakiki Holiday Camp episode because she got
so
home.
Good too.
Dominique DeGrant.
Yeah, she looked good.
She looked great.
I like her makeup now.
There are some things.
I liked her on her season, but also like.
She's grown a lot.
Makeup has, like, that was very of the time makeup. Mm-hmm. And I mean, her makeup has updated. So she has like grown with the time.
And she's like gotten married. So we got a little bit of an update on that.
And she's transitioned, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Slay.
So it, yeah, she's had a huge, Dominique has had a huge growth since then.
Well,
two
I
of
don't
them
need
in
to
fact.
Hear about that.
But yeah, it was wonderful to see them. I wish that the episode had been done a little bit differently. I would have reorganized it a little bit, but it was nice to see everybody for a little bit.
Yeah.
I
wonder, did they make the season 5 campers record while they were there? Did they make them bring a Christmas look to camp and record while they were at camp?
So,
because every single season 5 camper was in it.
I think I have some tea that I can share. Yes. For our listeners who hang out to the end of this episode. So when I went to Milwaukee recently and I got to do those gigs at Hamburger Mary's with the Sugar Bakers, we did talk a little bit about the, Christmas special that was happening since I had filmed a little bit of it in Austin. And they mentioned that the season 5 campers did bring a talent show look for this.
I thought so.
But the files got corrupted and they weren't able to use them. And so things like that, the talent show that was going to be in it, and then also the Ranger Danger 3-Ray, where it was all just photos,
yeah,
that was supposed to be like scenes that had been filmed, but the files had gotten corrupted. And so they had to kind of do like this.
Because also in the
12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 Days of Camp.
Of Campmas, yes. That was probably one of my favorite parts.
Was it
parts.
Campmas or 12 Days of Campy?
I think it was 12 Days of Campmas.
The best part was Ruthie getting drunk. The 5 shots for Ruthie.
Yeah. And shaving her legs with the knife. Well, thanks everyone for listening to another episode of Flapping and Fawning. Thanks for listening to Flapping and Fawning.
Music by Elliot Nass.
Promotional art by Danny Lee.
Hosts are Flapjack.
Oh, hey, that's me.
And I'm Fawn. You can follow me on Instagram at fawn.fawn.fawn.
And you can follow me over at Instagram as well. And pretty much any other social media platform at flapjacqueline, FLAPJACQUELINE.
Connect with us on social media on Instagram at Flapping and Fawning Pod and on Twitter at Flap and Fawn Pod.
Oh, and make sure you check out the links in our bio to buy some merch. You can also connect with us via Gmail at flappingandfawningpod@gmail.com. See you next time.
Bye.
Ta-ta.